It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Fields.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Hot.
It's warm.
Hot.
It's going to stay that way.
Hot. It's pretty much what it is, right? Somebody asks you, hey, how's the weather? Dumb question these days. You know the answer already. Hey, Brett's in with us this morning. He loves it hot. It's good for business.
You know, they say in Iowa, you're just supposed to wait a little bit and the weather will change. I'm waiting.
Yeah, well, you're going to keep waiting for a while, I'm afraid. Hey, tell us what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Delta Faucets have proven time and time again that their faucets are the best. They have proven time and time again that their faucets are the most stylish. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Delta for over 40 years now, and we know that Delta gives the best quality, style, and dependability of any line out there. We carry all the parts for these faucets, and they are easy to repair that sometimes you don't even need us to repair them for you. You can do it yourself. Trust in Delta and Camblin Plumbing and Heating the next time you need to replace any faucet around your home or business. Remember, we discount all their offerings every day. In Atlantic, give us a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Appreciate that very much. I want to take to the phone here. If you're going to ask somebody how the weather is, you might as well ask the weather guy, right? Dan Hicks joins us this morning from Freeze Notice. How are you? So, how's the weather?
Well, it's hot, and it's been hot, and unfortunately, it looks like it's going to stay hot. You look at the high temperature map for the Midwest yesterday, and just about everybody was in that mid-90s to 100-degree range. Almost every state in the Midwest had at least one spot that topped 100 yesterday, and many areas will be equally as hot today, especially over the central and southern Midwest.
You know, we complain about the weather all the time. It's too hot, too wet, too dry, too cold. It's a legitimate complaint now, isn't it?
Well, this is getting fairly serious across the Midwest with the lack of rainfall and the hot temperatures. There really is almost nobody in the Midwest, the major corn and bean-producing areas, that don't need rain right now. Just about everybody's been quite dry. You know, looking at Iowa rainfall for July, a lot of places have had less than a quarter of their normal rainfall, and many places have had very little rain. So it is serious across the entire Midwest, and unfortunately, it looks like rainfall is going to continue to be somewhat spotty, and these hot temperatures will continue through next week across most of the region.
You know, do you really ever see this kind of stuff coming, Dan, when you look at the bigger picture? Can you really accurately or even kind of come close to guessing that something like this, an extended period of dry and hot, is going to happen?
I think to this extreme, probably not. I mean, back in the spring, we felt that the summer would probably lean toward warmer than normal and lean toward drier than normal, but it's very difficult to see what's happening right now very far in advance because it's such an unusual event. I think that, you know, many places in the Midwest are possibly facing their worst crop year since 1988, and I understand that for the nation as a whole, drought conditions are the worst they've been over the country as a whole since 1956. So we're dealing with an event that doesn't happen very often, so it's almost impossible to see that coming a few months in advance.
Is there any one thing that's really responsible for this?
I don't know that there's one thing that's responsible. I think that it's been attributed to the transition from La Nina to neutral conditions in the tropical Pacific. There's some relationship with that and drier than normal weather, but to attribute it to one factor over the, you know, the globe as a whole, it's very difficult to do. It's just an occasion that happens every once in a while in the Midwest. And actually, when you look at the Midwest as a whole, it's been really since 1988 since we've had a fairly hot, dry summer in most areas.
Well, it's just the scope of this one, how wide a broad area this is that it's covering.
Right. I was looking at some of the the soil moisture ratings from the latest crop report, and just about everybody in the Midwest is reporting anywhere from 80 to nearly 100% of their soil moisture, short to very short. So it really covers a large part of the Midwest and has really hit the prime corn and bean-producing parts of the country so far this summer.
Well, and I know we here in our particular little corner of the earth, we had a pretty dry winter. Was it like that everywhere else? I assume that affects that too.
Well, it was. I think that most of the Midwest had a very warm winter and a below-normal precipitation winter. Winter precipitation is fairly low, so it doesn't go a long way to replenishing soil moisture, but a lot of places had a fairly dry spring, too. Parts of Iowa did pick up some good moisture in late April and May, but a lot of the Midwest had a dry spring, so we're dealing with kind of an accumulation of dry months and accumulation of warm months, which have really depleted the soil moisture across much of the region.
You know, I could just imagine folks in places like Hamburg, the Council Bluffs, Omaha area, different places like that along the Missouri River, got to be sitting here thinking, are you kidding me? Last year, we couldn't bail ourselves out of, you know, to save our lives, and now this year, you can't get any water at all.
Well, we've had some pretty extreme conditions the last few summers. Obviously, the heat and dryness this summer and the flooding last summer. And 2 years ago, the summer of 2010, was one of the wettest summers in ever Iowa. So it has been some wide swings in summer weather across the Midwest the past few years. And, you know, I'm looking at the radar this morning, and we see these isolated thunder showers popping up here and there. There's one over northern Pottawatomie County, another one up in the Carroll-Denison area. But we just can't seem to get a good soaking rain to cover a large part of the Midwest. And it really looks like it's going to stay that way in most areas on into next week.
Well, I guess if there's a good side to this, it's that there's, you know, almost no chance of any kind of severe weather. It's been kind of slow here in the middle part of the summer for that.
It has been. There's been some isolated reports of wind damage when we have had thunderstorms recently, but actually for most of June and July, we've had very little severe weather. And it's, you know, typical of this type of a weather pattern where thunderstorms are very spotty. You don't often get a lot of severe weather when the atmosphere is so warm and so stable.
So are you organizing the rain dance then?
Well, maybe somebody should. Whoever's been doing it so far has not done a real good job. We do have opportunities for thunderstorms today and tonight across Iowa, but again, I think that with this very weak cool front, rainfall is going to be spotty. I think if you're lucky, a few places might get an inch of rain from a local downpour, but unfortunately, many more places than that will have little or nothing, it looks like, the next 24 hours.
Yeah, so we pit town against town then, huh?
Well, kind of like that. Last Friday, we had these spotty thunderstorms. I know the Perry area picked up over an inch. Grundy Center had over 2 inches, but you can name 50 or 60 nearby towns that had very little rainfall. And it's kind of a typical drought pattern in the Midwest where it's never completely dry, but the significant rains tend to be very spotty when they do occur.
Well, I know it's kicking up a lot of dust, that's for sure.
Well, it certainly is out there.
Gee whiz. Cracks in the front yard are getting wider and wider. You're going to start to lose small dogs here pretty soon.
Unfortunately, not a lot of promise for rainfall in the near future. It looks like this overall pattern will probably continue into next week. We do look for just a slight bit of cooling moving south into the Midwest late this week, but I think here in Atlantic, temperatures are still going to be above 90 degrees, and then the heat builds back northeastward over the weekend and early next week. Those spotty storms the next 24 hours, then it actually may be later next week before there's much chance of a second rainfall occurring.
You know, the darn of it all is it seems like when we have these kind of conditions, Dan, that when we finally do get a rain, it's such a hard soaking rain that, and soaking is really the wrong word, the ground is so hard by that point, it seems like it all runs off anyway.
Well, that's true. The obviously, if you've been outside, the ground is very hard and dry, and if you get too much rain too quickly, you don't have the benefit of that soaking in. And so it'd be nice to get a 12-hour, 2-inch rain, which, you know, that might be asking quite a bit this time of year, but I guess at this point in time, any rain is certainly welcomed.
Okay, well, we'll place that order now, and there's a big tip in it for you.
I'll be waiting.
Okay, us too. Dan, thanks a lot for your time this morning.
You're welcome.
You take care. All right, stay out of the heat, I guess, too. Boy, it would be nice just to stay. I think I'd but be prepared to stand outside and just soak in that rain. I wouldn't even mind if I didn't have an umbrella in my hand at this point. Doesn't sound like that's going to happen for a while. Turn things back over to Brett this morning. He'd like to tell us more today about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
We all know that feeling. A pipe springs a leak. The faucet won't shut off. The water heater has water around the bottom. Or the toilet just won't flush right. It can be quite a helpless feeling. Our technicians are ready and willing to come to help you as soon as possible and relieve that helplessness. When you call Camlin Plumbing and Heating, you'll never get that reply, "We'll get there sometime." We'll try to give you a good reply with a definite time or a range of time when we can help. If we can't get there that day, we'll tell you that so that you know when to expect us. Just knowing that a reputable firm like Camlin Plumbing and Heating will be coming as soon as possible will seem to make your problems start to go away. Atlantic, 243-1512, Harlan 755-3286. Thought of the day today, Jim, goes way back. This is from Confucius, but it's a good one. Life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated.
Yeah, a lot of truth to that.
Yep.
You mean you don't give them the old, we'll be there sometime between 8 and 5?
No, try not to. Sometimes that's about all we can do, but, you know, we try to get a little closer than that.
Well, the nice thing, and I appreciate it, too, when you guys have done some things for us, too. The nice thing is, you know, we all have cell phones in our pockets, it seems like, these days. And even if we're at the office, we're close to a phone, so... You know, everybody understands everybody's busy. Everybody has to spend time at work and can't get away on their own time. But it's kind of nice when you can just make a quick call and say, hey, we can be over there in 5 minutes. Can you meet us there?
Yeah. Yep. You betcha.
That's the nice thing about doing business in a small town.
Yep.
You bet. Well, Brett, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks
for having
me.
Appreciate it very much. Hey, my thanks again to Dan Hicks for spending a little time with us here this morning. I wish he had better news. I guess we just have to keep plowing forward. Hey, you've got to make it a great day, and God bless America.